up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We're a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
The sky is falling! The sky is falling!
Oh, not here in Kansas because we need the rain, trust me. Next, we've got Peter. Pete, glad to have you with us.
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this awful, awful movie.
This is Pete's favorite movie in the whole world. Don't let him fool you.
And we've got Steve. Steve, how are you doing this evening?
I'm hanging in there.
As a teacher, that's about all we can ask this time of year.
Steve's sounding like I did last week.
Guys, if you're not already, please like, subscribe, share. We've got some fun shows coming up. And I think this show's not that bad. Just because Pete has no comedic taste for the early 2000s. Here we go. So this week we watched a little. I know last week we had said we were going to watch Tales of the Empire, but Pete actually saved us from that one because he said even as a hardcore Star Wars geek, it was way in the weeds.
Yeah, it wasn't bad per se, but I couldn't have seen that the three of you would be anything else but bored. And I thought it would be better that we watch something else, and
this is it.
I thought it was actually okay. I had already watched all the episodes.
So. Oh, had you? Okay, well. Mm-hmm.
So
bonus points for you, Steve.
Chicken Little came out in 2005. It was one of the first completely computer animated Disney cartoons. It was the first one that they did in 3D, so that kind of explains a little bit of the look, is that actually came out in 3D for them. It was also originally done like half of it in 2D hand-drawn animation, and then they decided to switch it all over to the computer stuff. So that's why some of it looks a little bit better than the other, because there are definitely some animation issues in this. But, Pete, yes, I know you don't like it, but what was something good? What had us feeling like a hero?
So I love Joan Cusack, and I did enjoy Abby Mallard as a character. And even though the character was not very deep or anything, I thought Joan Cusack's her voice work in it made the character much more than the words on the script were. I thought she did a wonderful job with that character. Also at the end, having Catherine O'Hara and Fred Willard show up as the voices of the aliens, I just love both of them so much. So it made me smile for the first time in an hour and a half.
Oh.
So those were the things I liked about it. What about you, Steve?
Oh, Steve, am I correct? You had never seen this.
I had never seen it, so this was my first time. I liked the sight gags. There were some, like I think Kate was saying earlier, some sight gags that made me crack up. My favorite character was Fish. The things he was always doing in the background. There's the one scene where he is holding up like the little when he first found the panel, passing it back and forth, had me cracking up. So Fish was my favorite thing. Same. Totally hilarious. The Indiana Jones ball, I knew that was coming. My other half did not see it coming and caught him off guard and had him laughing when the ball was rolling, when it jumped through the actual movie of Indiana Jones playing. Just great sight gags. I mean, that's probably one of the things I enjoyed most. That's what I would say.
I remember enjoying this movie as I growing up. This would have been late college for me, in start of my career. I would have been 24, 25 when this came out. Fish Out of Water is one of the great Disney comedic reliefs. Yes, even though he says nothing, the sight gags and the mime almost on him. I'm sorry, the whole King Kong, him building the Empire State Building, and then the fact that, you know, the runt says, you know, goes the whole 'twas beauty that killed the beast was a great tie-in. I enjoyed that. There were moments in this. Was it super deep? No, not at all. But there were moments of comedy. There was, I mean, you talked about Fred Willard and Catherine O'Hara. The rest of this vocal cast is very, very good. I mean, you've got Wallace Shawn as the principal. You've got Don Knotts, and the last thing he ever did was Turkey Lurkey. You have Patrick Stewart in the end credits thing singing "Don't Go Breaking My Heart." I mean, as he was the
sheep, right?
He was the sheep. You've got Patrick Warburton as a throwaway one line as the alien cop. I mean, just has some very good early 2000s voice talents.
Yeah, you don't throw away Patrick Warburton.
No, you don't, but they did, but still. I mean, Adam West as the ace in the Hollywood remake.
Okay, I did like that. No.
Yeah. So it's just the voices, some of the comedy. Is this a great, you know, did this have issues? Yes, which we will definitely get to. But I enjoyed the beginning and I enjoyed the end of it. So, Kate, how about you?
Well, you all took pretty much all of mine. The voice acting, Joan Cusack is a gem on this earth. Like her, and not just her voiceovers, but her physical comedy, she is so good. She's so funny. And the fact that she went from playing Jessie in Toy Story 2, right? Yeah, Toy Story 2. Yeah. To Abby Mallard and everything she's done in between. She's just, it's so good. And she's so funny and so great. And all of the, I actually, when they were playing dodgeball, the PE teacher, I thought that was Patrick Warburton at first. Uh-huh. It wasn't, but I thought it was. And Zach Braff, I mean, a very, very, very young Zach Braff as Chicken Little. I just really enjoyed it. I really liked the animation. The thing that got me though, and I know I said this to Derek earlier, this gave me more DreamWorks vibes than Disney vibes. This, like, because my husband watched it with me and I kept going, doesn't this feel like Sing? Like the DreamWorks show Sing?
That's Illumination.
Oh, okay. Or like, even like.
But yes.
But yeah, like it gave me DreamWorks vibes. And isn't there a movie like a Shark Tale or something like that that has the same type of animation as the fish?
Yeah.
I was looking at the fish and I was like,
Shark Tale is horrible, by the way.
Yeah, but I looked at Casey and I was like,
and this movie reminded me a lot of that
one. Off of this movie, because the animation was so similar. Yeah, the fish made me laugh. Runt made me laugh. So there were just some good one-liners. But, and this I'll disagree with you a little bit, Derek, there were parts that actually were very heavy and were very deep.
I never said there weren't parts that weren't heavy. Deep. We'll get to
the whole thing with his dad and saying like, you don't support me. Like that was heavy, especially from a girl with daddy issues. Like that shiz was heavy. But overall, this movie, for the most part, held my attention. made me laugh. I was curious where it was going to go. Steve, you nailed it, that the fish out of water in that scene where it has the face and then it has this. I laughed out loud, out loud. So it was good. I liked it.
Okay. Now, obviously, not everything was great about this. Steve, I'm going to let you start off one, because if we let Pete go, he'll just say all of everything. Steve,
trust me, you can't cover everything that I want to say.
Made you want an alarm bell.
First, the animation. I felt like I was watching a Disney Junior show at first. Yes, it seemed very preschool-y when it first started off. So that bothered me. Once it got going, I went, okay, I can get used to the style. And then it really bothered me of how they just sort of randomly dropped in songs sometimes. They seem like odd placements. Like, you're throwing in a song now. I guess I'm used to more Disney intertwining them a lot better. These seemed like sort of choppy. And then the story was sort of weak, predictable. I mean, I like the idea of taking sort of this twist on the story, Chicken Little, but the story is weak. I found it predictable, like going where it was. So those would be my big things.
Okay, Steve, help me on this one. You got the very 90s songs. Was there an original song in this?
Not that I could tell. Okay, or maybe there was.
I didn't think so either. It's just...
I think the Bare Naked Ladies song might have been recorded for this. Because I've never heard it
the one anywhere else. Beginning?
The one at the beginning, yeah. Yes.
Okay, yeah. I was just trying to think later on, is there an original song?
Because everything else was, there was a lot of like 70s too.
There was a lot of early 2000s also.
Yes. Yeah.
And I agree, Kate, I got sort of the Sing vibe, especially with the pig. I felt like they're like the same sort of character. So, and did this one come first or did Sing come first?
This came first.
Sing was much later, yeah.
Yeah. So Sing knocked it off.
Then, last 5 years, so. For me, let's face it, they were all shallow static characters, even the dad was, because you knew that switch was going to happen at the end. You knew it was. I would agree, completely predictable. I would say you talked about the music. Having a wannabe by the Spice Girls in there, I'm just going, why? I mean, I get it, showing them, doing karaoke and whatever, but still, it's just is that really the best song for back then?
Yeah, especially the lyrics.
I was thinking, if you want to be my lover is the best kids movie lyric.
Yeah. They did, the using End of the World as we know it is kind of a ripoff from Independence Day, how they basically stole, use it for the same thing. And just the time between after the baseball game until the alien actual invasion was boring. Just them going on, them going up on the ship. Okay, fine. But it took too long. So it just, this was an hour and a half that could have been an hour 15 very easily. Is it a great movie? No, it's not a great movie. So, Kate?
So, Derek, you took mine. It could have been 20 minutes shorter. There were parts until the alien invasion from even a little bit before the baseball game. It just drug a little bit. I didn't really know where it was going. And that was probably when I checked the time on my phone. And, so it could have just been tightened up. And I actually hadn't thought about it until you said it, Steve, but you're right. The music, there was one point, it was the song Chicken Little is singing. I think, I don't even remember what's happening. The
Champions?
No, it was before that. I can't remember what song it was now. And I was just like, wait, is this a sing-along? Like, wait, is this like, are the characters singing this? Or is this like background music? And I stared at the screen for longer than I should have, not paying attention to the movie, just trying to figure out what was going on. Because I was like, I didn't know this was a musical movie. Like, wait, this is a musical movie? So that was a little throwing off. But yeah, those were probably my biggest things. All right, Pete, the floor is yours.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to defend the animation a little bit, because other than Pixar at this time, a lot of the animation had a lot of animation studios doing 3D animation was not that great. And even if you think this Incredibles was the year before this, and if you think of the human animation, you look back at it now and Incredibles, it doesn't hold up to current as well. So I'm going to defend that a little bit. So this came from a very bad period in Disney animation in the 2000s.
Very bad. And
in my opinion, if this movie had been made by DreamWorks or Illuminations, I would have still thought it was a bad movie. But the reason I hate it so much is because it's a Disney movie that's trying to be a DreamWorks movie. And they, at that time, they had, you know, they'd come out of the 90s with some great movies and they'd kind of lost direction. And they were just trying to figure, and I think what they were doing was like, well, Shrek is really popular. Can we do Shrek? Let's put pop songs in our movie. Let's put a lot of cultural references. Let's make it really fast and speedy and everything's flying everywhere. Blah, 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 blah. And so to me, I watched this movie and it's a bad DreamWorks movie, which makes it worse. It doesn't feel like a Disney movie to me at all. Yeah, there's some chuckles in it, but they're too few and far between. The movie is just so, or the other thing I was thinking is like Space Jam, just frantic animals running everywhere throughout.
I love Space Jam. You will not disrespect Space Jam in my presence.
Sorry, not a good movie.
Not a good movie. Basketball Game at the End is a horrid movie.
Oh
yeah. And you know, and as I said, I thought I like the first Sing a lot better than this movie, but yeah, I thought the Minions movies, it just reminded me of like kind of the worst of animated films of the last 20 years, except the Disney should be better than that. So that's why I dislike this movie so much.
I will say, though,
there you go.
Was probably not the worst Disney movie from that time period. I give you.
No, Home on the Range was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home on the Range was worse. Yes.
Was DreamWorks and Illuminations ever together?
No, Illumination's first movie was Despicable Me, which would have been
much later,
5-6 years after this. So Illumination is actually a European animation studio.
But then why are all DreamWorks and Illuminations under the umbrella at Universal Studios?
I'm guessing because
they licensed them.
Yeah, they licensed them.
That tracks.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think DreamWorks and Illuminations, I still think they're separate at the moment. So
I think they are too.
And don't get me wrong, both studios have made some very good movies. And even the first Shrek movie, I think, is a very good movie, though the sequels are a continuous downhill run. But I just feel like they were trying to do something here where they'd lost their way a little bit, and they were trying to grab on to something that was popular, and the movie doesn't work. And I wanted to say one other thing about the movie, talking to my daughter about it, because the other thing she said, not only was it bad, she said it traumatized her as a kid. And that to me is like, it's a very silly movie, clearly directed at young children, but quite honestly, for young children, the aliens are very scary.
Yeah.
Because yeah, in the middle section when they're going after the
and their
main machines, characters, yeah, with their blades and everything, mm-hmm, like that. I don't think the tone of the movie was worked all that well for kids, because as I said, to me, it was a very silly movie directed more at younger kids until you got to the aliens. And then I don't think that was good for younger kids. So, the daddy stuff was fine. That was neither here nor there, but, I didn't like this.
Okay, Pete, would you have liked it better if you had not known who had made it, would you have liked it better?
I still think I would have considered it a bad movie if someone had just said, here's a movie, I'm going to take Disney off the title of it. Here's an animated movie. I don't think I would have rated it high in any way, but I probably would have given it a little more benefit of the doubt than I do.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Okay. Now, as I love to do on these, you know, they have the great big, huge range of characters. Which character from this do you see yourself as? And none of the above is not an option, Pete. Kate, I'm going to let you start on this one. Who do you see yourself as?
So my husband and I disagreed on this.
Okay.
Because, like I said, he watched it with me.
But.
And I was like, I'm Runt. Like, I'm the pig that sings Broadway and isn't always socially aware and, like, loves to be dramatic. And Casey was like, no, you're the fish. You're the fish. You're totally the fish. And then I was like, oh, yeah. So now I think I'm the fish. Originally, I said the pig, and now I think I'm the fish.
No, I would have put you as Runt.
You would have put me as Runt?
You don't look like Runt, but yeah. Personality. Yeah, I can't disagree with that.
Yep.
Though either one does work. I mean, what did you think for Kate?
I was honestly either going to say fish or to some point Abby, but not as much.
Just, yeah, I can see that.
Just the whole emotional wanting to, you know, people, you know, have to address stuff. That was the Abby part of it. But no, yeah, I was probably going to go, yeah, fish, but I can see Runt. I can see Runt definitely for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would have gotten with Runt.
Okay. So Pete, how about you?
Oh, I'm definitely Chicken Little because I had those same daddy issues.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Fortunately, I had a stepdad, but my relationship with my dad was very similar to, still is.
Yeah. Steve?
Same Chicken Little. That's one I more associate with. Sort of the same thing. Relationship with my dad's gotten much better, but growing up, it was always like looking for that approval and not necessarily knowing if it's there. So,
okay. For me, I can almost see myself as Abby. Just as, okay, you need to do this. You need to do this. She's kind of one that takes charge of the whole thing there.
Right. She tries to anyways. Yeah.
Or fish, just because of some of the me and my inappropriate comments that sometimes get me in trouble, like faculty meetings and stuff. So
I didn't hear fish say anything inappropriate.
No,
but he's just being silly in the background.
Yeah. So, okay. Oh my gosh. What was I going to say?
Pixie dust ratings.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what I was going to say. So it might come to me. It might not come to me. So as we always do, we do cups of pixie dust. Hey,
do you have a favorite voice actor in the movie?
In this movie or as a voice actor? Because it's two different answers.
No, in the movie.
In the movie, I would probably say Joan Cusack. Definitely. I would say.
Okay.
Although if you want an early 90s guy, the guy who did Runt is also, he's the guitarist in That Thing You Do. I don't remember his name. Steve something.
Oh, Steve Zahn.
Yeah, it's Steve Zahn is, yeah. Runt.
I love That Thing You Do. Is that on Disney Plus? Because if it is, we need to watch it right now.
It is not. So, okay. Cups of Pixie Dust out of 5. Kate, go ahead.
Well, now I want to look up what the guy from That Thing You Do looks like, the guy that you're talking about. So hang on a second. Which one did you say it was?
It's Steve Zahn. It's
the blondish hair.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's great. Oh, he's great. Okay. Pixie Dust Cup, 2.5.
Okay. So I once said that the lowest rating I would ever give is a 1. So 0.5.
Wow.
This is the worst thing you think we've ever watched.
I hate this movie, guys. You don't understand. This was me throwing myself. I've seen it before. I haven't seen it in a long time, and I dislike this movie immensely. The few things that I like about it do not make me want to. I would not recommend it to anyone. I would not, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't probably show it to my kid after my kid tells me that it traumatized her. So
2.5 for me. I'm right up there with Kate. So
you put me down for a 1 because I've always said that's my lowest. So put me down for a 1.
Guys, I'm going to 2.5 just because it lets you hold your attention to the beginning, gives you the middle, check your Facebook feed, and then you can watch the end. So, okay. Kate, we do have some Disney Plus news this week. What have we got?
We do, but not very much. We just have a little bit. Number one, Disney and Max/Discovery are going to form a new streaming bundle this summer. It will include Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max, which is wild to me because Disney Plus and Max are about as polar opposite as you can get.
Okay. My only thing is it going to be a bundle or are they all going to go onto one service? Because if it's a purchase bundle, I don't care.
I think it's just a purchase bundle. I don't think it'll go on to one. And I'm sorry, Hulu doesn't belong on Disney Plus either.
No, it doesn't.
No.
Agreed. But Disney Plus,
yes.
You've got the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse and Dr. McStuffins. And then on Max, you've got boobs and Game of Thrones. Like,
which is more boobs.
Which is just a lot of boobs and a lot of murder. So
yeah.
Anyway, I'll get off my horse on that. But anyway, next, a new Bruce Springsteen documentary is coming to Disney Plus and Hulu this October.
Do we have any Bruce fans here?
I like Bruce Springsteen. I like some of his music. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan.
Okay.
I like that movie about the two Indian or Pakistani guys in it. Did you guys ever see that? It was a British movie
because there was a lot of those in the early 2000s.
No, this wasn't that long ago. There was a movie about these two Pakistani guys growing up in the mid 80s in it's based on a true story growing up in London. And they like basically found Bruce spoke to them very deeply. And it's a very funny, entertaining movie. And it was based on a true story. They actually like eventually met Bruce Springsteen and like followed him around and everything like that. I could look it up.
Okay, while you're looking that up, I'm going to tell
you. I'll look it up while you do the next story.
Perfect. The upcoming Agatha Harkness series, which has had several titles, will in fact be called Agatha All Along and will premiere with 2 episodes on September 18th. The titles were shown to be, I'm so sorry. The titles were shown to be simply ties to the theme song's line, "Who keeps messing up everything?" It was Agatha All Along. And that's it for the Disney Plus news.
And the movie was Blinded by the Light, and it is currently available on Amazon Prime.
Sure it is. So, okay. Next, Gina, don't show it yet. Next week, this is a movie Pete has said he didn't want to do on here, which to me is absolutely inconceivable. We are going to be doing The Princess Bride.
Fun!
Pete's exact words were, "We're not going to do something like The Princess Bride, are we?"
Okay. I love this movie. I just don't see, like, all we're going to do is gush about it for an hour.
No, we're not.
Okay.
No, we're not.
All right.
But since Pete will be at Disneyland, it will be Steve... Kate and I might bring on a special guest for this one.
Really?
We shall.
If it's Wallace Shawn, I'm going to be very disappointed I'm not here.
Have to make choices. No, if it's Wallace Shawn, I would have had him on several times already. We would have heard Toy Story, et cetera, et cetera. But okay. Plus, how cool would it be to know Wallace Shawn?
Derek, really quick, before we finish, isn't there another Descendants movie coming out soon?
I have no. Yeah, I think so. It's like the with
Return of Red.
Turning Red. It's the Queen of Hearts daughter, I think.
Because my friend is in it.
Oh, cool.
Is Hades' son.
I think you mentioned that the past couple times. That's really cool.
I think that's who he plays. Yeah. So we may have to see if we can get him on the tunes.
Nice.
If we do, we may actually have to watch one of the Descendants movies, which...
Hey, they're great. I love the Descendants movies.
Well, I think
they're
great. I like
the first one. Put that face away.
No, I'm saying I like the first one.
Great.
Oh, the first one was great. Anyway. Great.
You use that word. I do not think it means what you think it means.
No. And I will, even though I'm not going to be here, I will tell you I love The Princess Bride. So.
Oh. All right. So, guys, as you see, we've got a fun show. Then we've got a couple, you know, our schedule is pretty full through July. We've got a lot of really cool stuff coming up, but come August, there's not going to be much coming out because we're still dealing with the aftermath of the writer's strike and the actor's strike. So if you have suggestions, please email us at plusfortune@gmail.com. Message us YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever. We have new shows that come out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting services for Kate, Steve, and Pete. We've got Gina in the background. We will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram @PlusPlatoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.